The Governor's Arts and Humanities Awards took place last week in Juneau. While the governor himself did not attend, artists, educators, and advocates from around the state received awards from his commissioner of the Department of Administration. But this Wednesday, as we've reported, the governor will lay out his budget plan for the coming year, and it is unclear what that will mean for the people and programs represented at the awards ceremony. KTOO's Scott Burton reports.
Among the awardees are Metlakatla teachers Jack and John Hudson, father and son, who are receiving the Alaska Native Arts Award. They've been teaching Northwest Coast and Tsimshian arts to the community for close to half a decade. Father Jack, who stands stoically on stage, has asked his son, John, to speak for him. And he's telling a story about the school that maybe he didn't tell his daddy was going to share.
That in that old wooden building, there was no bathroom. And that he felt bad for the students because the bathroom was a long ways away. And when we have 75-mile-an-hour winds blowing in southeast Alaska, like you've probably experienced here, some of the kids didn't want to have to make the long trek to the bathroom. So he found a private corner and set up a screen and cut a hole in the floor with a trap door so some of the kids could pee down the hole. You took a risk, Dad.
Father Jack actually cut him off at the end. Beyond a fun anecdote about the myriad of ways it takes to be a good teacher and several examples of how their program has benefited the community of Metlakatla, John takes a moment to address the deciders in the audience.
Our program is part of the public education system, and I hope that our elected officials can see the value in our public schools and continue to fund them so programs like ours and so many others don't become in jeopardy of disappearing.
They received their award from the Commissioner of the Department of Administration, Kelly Chewbacca. She tells the audience how being in A Christmas Carol at the Anchorage Community Theater positively affected her life.
In fact, if I hadn't ever joined that Christmas Carol production, I probably would still be a hardened, reclusive personality, and I never would be the leader that I've grown up to be.
So Chewbacca understands the value of the arts and arts education, and
I do see that the governor really prioritizes children and education. That doesn't mean that we have the money to sustain it the way that we've been funding it before. We haven't really been funding it. We've actually just been overspending.
Chewbacca also says the governor is committed to balancing the budget. And John Hudson III has this message for the administration as it works through this process.
Please reconsider the budget cuts that he's proposed during the middle of the school year, and maybe consider some other places that money could be saved, but not with the future of our schools and our students and our quality teachers here in the state of Alaska.
The process for deciding what stays and goes starts this Wednesday when the governor shares his priorities for the state budget. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.